Ash, what a season.
Yeah, it's been fantastic so far. The championship win, it seems to us like it's almost 2 years in the making. After the disappointments of finishing second, I know it's, you know, didn't sound like a huge disappointment finishing second in the country, but it was hard to take last year on that last day at Hampshire. But to come back this year, refocus, and the guys to give the effort they have, and I'm very proud of all of them, and particularly Jim as captain leading that team.
You're in line for the double, but you know, in the county championship is the crown, it's the big one. And without adding pressure, as I've just mentioned to Jim, in the column in the Mail this week, I've written that perhaps Warwickshire with the young squad have got a chance of being the Manchester United of cricket, you know. I know it adds pressure, but you have, haven't you? You've got that sort of young squad.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, as the boss, I suppose, you never like to think about it in those terms. What you generally just focus on is doing the day job, and that's what we've done really well this year. So you do the process every day. You work incredibly hard. I've got some good people around me. And then you can look back, hopefully, at the end of seasons, and you go, oh, we've won something, or we've won this, won that. And to do the double would be a brilliant achievement for the club. There's only three trophies we can win. To win two of them would be amazing. And it would also show that we are adaptable. I think we got written off a bit in one-day cricket last year. And it did take a bit of time to make up for the loss of Bell and Trott in the winning team of 2010 in the CB40. We've done that now. And it's a hard thing to do, compete on two fronts. One-day cricket and four-day cricket is very different and very demanding, but we've managed that, and we're just hoping we can finish it off.
You once said to me on a show we did that, you know, providing players for England is part of your job, and you're happy with that. But it does mean that no Trott, no Bell, no Wokes for a part, and his injury as well. You've been without key players, and you've still won the crown.
Yeah, the times during the back end, it's we've almost sort of crawled over the line, but... yeah, losing Trott and Bell and Wokes, and even to New Zealand. You know, Jean Patel wasn't in New Zealand side, comes here, gets 46 wickets in 12 games, and suddenly he's back in that test side. So part of our job a lot of our job is to improve players, to take them on a journey that sees them become better cricketers. We're doing that, and ultimately, as I said, when I took the job on, you know, part of my job certainly here is to produce England cricketers, and if I am doing that, we're going to have success, because, you know, that's going to breed the guys under them coming through and thinking, you know, I want a piece of that action as well. I want to do that. I want to play for my country. And so recently, as you say, to have three guys in the one-day series is very special.
Interesting to hear you talk about improving players, because football clubs with mega millions go and buy somebody, but you actually work hard at developing, seeing the raw talent and developing it.
Yeah, you know, that works twofold. So... surely being a coach, that's part of my job, is to try and develop people. But it's also the most efficient way of doing things. So we haven't got the money that football clubs have got. And we're not the biggest spending cricket club in the country either. So it's important that we're as efficient as we possibly can be. And that sort of success and development is sustainable over a longer period. I didn't want to be just going out and buying the best players in the country. That becomes expensive. And a bit of a short-term stopgap. Ultimately, you know, my job was about creating something that is successful and sustainable, and we're starting to do that. You know, by no means are we taking our foot off the gas, and we've done the job. But at the moment, we're going in the right direction.
How important is it for a guy like yourself, the top coach, to have a good skipper?
Oh, brilliant! I mean, Trouts has been fantastic the last 2 years. He's a good settler for me. He's a very wise captain, a very mature captain for someone of relatively little experience. And the other really good thing about him, or the great attribute, is that he's so highly respected by his peers. The players would run through a brick wall for him, and you can actually sense that. Whether he's having a good run or a bad run, he's highly respected. I've loved working with him, and you know, I hope I do for a couple of seasons to come, yeah.
What do you expect from Hampshire?
Well, they're a well-organised side. They're a very good one-day side, T20 winners. They operate to their plans very well. They bowl to their strengths. Yeah, we pace off a lot, spin maybe up front, Mascarenhas a lot of pace off. And they've got some heavy-hitting batsmen. So, you know, we're going to have to be on our game. But we have seen quite a lot of them. So, you know, we'll keep doing some homework on them this week. But the important thing for us is getting our game right. So if we take the sort of game we've played in the last two, Yorkshire, Lancs, then we're certainly going to be in with a chance.
over the time I've known you, you've never been afraid to make decisions, and you've got some perhaps decisions you'd rather not make for this in terms of selection. That's tough for you.
Yeah, it is tough, but it, as I said earlier, it's a high class of problem to, you know, have to pick Ian Bell. And Chris Wokes comes in, Jeetan Patel comes back in, we've got Ian Blackwell on loan. Fantastic options we've got going into Saturday, but what we've said all along is this is a squad effort. It's, you know, and at times you are going to get left out, but everyone plays a part in this success, whether it's been, you know, something someone's done in a game in a semi-final or something someone's done in pre-season to help one of their teammates. And I'm sure all the guys will be there anyway come Saturday, and when we win it, we'll all be together celebrating.
You've done the Midlands proud. Well done, mate. We're really proud of what you've done, and your lad must be chuffed with West Brom.
Yeah, they're going well, aren't they? They're going a bit better than QPR, although I believe they're coming up against each other soon, aren't they?
Soon,
6th of October.
That's right,
yeah. So we might get down there.
Splitting the household.
they do. I'm really pleased for them.
The QPR have come on a bundle, haven't they, with the money that is brought in?
I wish I had the money to spend at QPR, so I hope they could lend me some. But yeah, well, it's nice to see him back in the Premiership. Yeah. You know, it's and I say hopefully I'll be on the 6th and be as neutral as possible.